The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, our children starting school lacking basic skills. There are growing concerns out there that children's maybe early exposure to phones and tablets and the internet is having a really negative impact on their basic development in ways that many of us would once have taken for granted. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined now by Rachel Harper. She's principal of St Patrick's National School in Greystones, County Wicklow, and Brendan Horan, who's the principal of Bunskull and the Cathrach in County Tipperary and the vice president of the INTO. You're both very welcome to the programme. Brendan, I'm going to start with you. From your experience on the ground, is there really a difference between children who are starting school now and those who would have started 10 years ago?
Good afternoon, Ciara. I just want to say, yes, it's a very marked difference between children nowadays and those that were starting 10 years ago, because many of the children that come to that start school now in junior infants are not ready for school and are not prepared. Preparedness for learning is months, if not a year, behind.
And what basic skills are lacking?
Well, basic skills of standing, of walking, of running, of sharing, of giving and taking turns, of listening for an instruction, of just not shouting. Very often children shout at each other rather than speak normally like we are now. And many just basic skills and that we have, we've naturally grown up with and would never have commented on. We now have to pay attention to it. And we're now teaching that for the first 6 to 8 months of a junior infant's time in school.
I mean, as you say, these are skills, Brendan, that I think as parents, we wouldn't actually have consciously taught our children. They just would have naturally developed them from being within the home, from playing with their siblings, from playing with their cousins, from going to the playground, from reading a book in the evening with their parents.
Absolutely. These would be things we would have seen as just normal conversations. The rhymes at home, the reading the book at night, the just having getting people ready to live their day normally. And these are skills now that we actually have to consciously prepare to teach. And instead of making progress in the classroom, you're basically giving time to each child to take their turn-taking in games. Free play has actually become very, very important in the junior infant class, because children don't have those skills that they would naturally have had 10 years ago.
I mean, you're talking about the ability to pretend, to use their imagination, to make up a game with their friend, to be a character in the classroom.
Well, exactly. They don't have those skills, and you have to set up the game for them. You have to tell them what they're trying to do. And as children grow together, they certainly learn, because I think a lot of it is that social interaction with other children. And even though most of them now would have spent 2 years in preschool, the summer impact of not being with their friends, it's amazing what you see in September. And it certainly takes the whole first term just to get them used to each other. Now, those are, of course, are the extreme cases. A lot of children adapt a lot faster than that.
Rachel, you're also the principal of a school. Would you have the same experience? And what about children's basic communication skills, their ability to have a conversation?
Good afternoon, Ciara. Yeah, I suppose we would probably see it more in our school with concentration. I think there's a lot more pressure now on teachers to be very colourful with their teaching and changing topics very quickly, and that kind of, you know, concentration. Everything has to be like very fun and appealing and colourful and bright. And I think, you know, I suppose that's probably where the curriculum is moving and where we're all getting more in line with that. But definitely concentration span, you know, the children like to change activities. They get bored at one thing and they want to move on to something else very, very quickly.
And would it not always have been that way, Rachel?
Not as much. I mean, before, I suppose, even when we were in school, you know, you had a piece of paper, you had a worksheet, you had your workbooks, things like that. And it's great that things have moved on, but certainly the attention span, like, you know, 10 minutes of something, you know, we find the kids might be saying, I'm bored, you know, that straight away. So I think that's where it's really influenced our teachers, and teachers are amazing now. And everybody is adapting in that way. So the new curriculum now that's been brought out, it's very hands-on, even the maths curriculum. It's very like, you know, materials in your hand, working things out, problem solving, looking at different ways to come to one answer, you know. Then with English, with Irish, it's all games and singing and dancing. And, you know, so we're moving and we're adapting. I think, you know, it's something positive, but that's something that we would note as educators, that definitely the attention span is shorter, you know.
And you say the attention span is shorter. What about their ability, I suppose, when they have, or when you have their attention, to just focus and to concentrate, even in that limited amount of time where you have their attention?
Yeah, no, it's good. And they're definitely, I would say that about, you know, infants coming in, we would find that they are, you know, we would find that they are ready, that they're ready for action. They're ready to come into primary school. But it's just that whole area of just keeping them on task, you know. But I suppose the other area then is socially. And again, that's where the new curriculum comes on board. Like, we have Aster for the afternoon. It's an hour of play for the children. So it's very carefully planned out and designed. So it's an hour of play through it's themed. So it could be a doctor's surgery one week, or it could be a veterinary surgery, or it could be, you know, a post office, different things like that. And there's different stations set up around the classroom, kind of areas for conversation, areas for make and do, and it's all group work. So all that is based around communicating and vocabulary and conversation and social skills. So that's built into the curriculum. So I think that's what I'm saying, we're adapting to, but there's definitely a change there. That's definitely something that we've all noted, and speaking to other colleagues as well, that there's definitely something there. Yeah. But yeah, I suppose as adults, our attention span, you know, unless it's colourful, if ads go on too long and you're flicking, you switch on to something else. So it's kind of only natural that's happening with children too, you know.
Well, what prompted us to have this conversation today was a letter written to the Irish Times by a school teacher, Aisling Mullally, who says children are starting junior infants lacking many of very basic skills we would have taken for granted 10 years ago, such as how to have a conversation, how to play with toys, how to pretend, and how to focus on a task for more than 2 minutes. What about the other things that Brendan referenced there? The ability to walk, to stand, to run, to jump, to balance, to stop without falling over. Do they have those physical skills, do you think?
Well, they're definitely some of the skills that teachers are having to teach, you know, even just jumping and landing correctly, you know, things like that. Again, we're big into bringing back in the skipping ropes and skipping and things like that, and doing those activities and teaching them the skills, you know. Given the experience, they're great at it, but it's something that teachers are teaching them and finding that they aren't coming in naturally with, you know.
I'm just going to bring Brendan back in here, because we've got a texter who says the children that are in junior and senior infants in school now spent their first 2 years of life in and out of lockdown. So many children didn't have interaction with other children to learn many social skills. Do you think that might have contributed, Brendan?
Oh, certainly the pandemic has a huge contribution to the impact on young children. Now, the children that we had starting school about 3 years ago certainly were the highest impacted in relation to that, because they would have missed out on the 2 years of preschool. And certainly our infants are showing significant impact of the pandemic, even though some of them might not even have been born at that time.
I just want to bring you another text that's come in from another teacher here to the Hard Shoulder, 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get involved. I'm a teacher and it upsets me greatly to see small children in restaurants, supermarkets, cars, shopping centres, glued to tablets and phones to just keep them quiet. They're not interacting with the world around them or engaging in conversation about what they see. As a result, there's a huge increase in children starting school with diminished vocabulary, poor concentration and speech and language difficulties. Are screens and smartphones and parents using them as a method of distraction a major factor here?
Well, I certainly think it is a huge factor, because when people are living very, very busy lives and the time to engage and participate with each other is under more pressure all the time. And sometimes with the phone in particular, it's very easy to give for a quiet time. And sadly, that is happening. But I would say that it's a collective societal decision on what we have to do. And that's a big debate that's going to keep coming and coming over the next few years.
OK, let me just bring you this text, Rachel. Fun over hard work and effort. DOS culture emerging, and we're going to have less educated, less capable people and less entrepreneurs who need to work hard to succeed. They'll be fine socially as orally, they'll be grand, but true basic skills or comprehensions won't be there. I'm going to put that to you. Is there too much focus now, I think, that texter is suggesting, on let's all have fun rather than, do you know what, learning can be kind of hard work sometimes.
Yeah, well, look, I think in primary school, we always have a motto in our school that, you know, happy children will learn at their best. So I think if they're happy, if they're engaged, if they're stimulated, they're going to do well. Like, we're talking about the infants, but we're certainly finding as they go up the years that they're definitely interacting much better and they're, you know, things like that. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. There's lots of new things built into the curriculum, like the Young Entrepreneur Programme. You know, there's loads of different new things built into the curriculum that's really bringing the children on, and actually they're hugely creative, and they have a lot to bring, you know, forward with themselves. So I, it's not all doom and gloom. It just means that we need to be aware of this as educators, and we need to work with it, and we need to make sure that we're adapting our teaching, which can be challenging on teachers, but they're more than capable to do that. You know?
And look, it's good for parents to be reminded too. Yeah. Rachel Harper and Brendan Horan, thanks for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.